Ladies and gentlemen, our next candidate for senior speaker is Garrick Asplund, an economics major from Granville, Ohio.
Today, I want to talk about two of my favorite things, uncertainty and pop culture. Some of us are now just beginning to learn about the perplexities of life, and those of us that are familiar with these mysteries are just receiving a refresher course, a course we hope that doesn't cost $40,000. As for pop culture, it seems that we are distancing ourselves from the delights of middle and high school, but still savoring the flavor and applying its wisdom to our everyday lives. Coming to Lewis and Clark College was exciting. I grew up in the boring Midwest, and Oregon held the promise of adventure, mountains, and yes, learning. I'd had my fill of flipping burgers, mixing shakes, and working with some pretty unspectacular coworkers. I was interested in biology, and if that didn't work out, I could always fall back on international affairs, just like everybody else. It's funny looking back to those days and picking 18-year-old Garrick's brain, but let's not go there. Like many of my fellow classmates, I went on an NSO trip. Mine, in particular, went to the Wallawa Mountains, which, like almost every other word in the Pacific Northwest, I had stupidly mispronounced. I had already conquered the Oregon-Oregon confusion, but who knew that the graceful Willamette River is actually just the Willamette, or that couch really is cooch? Well, the Wallawas that I anticipated were the Wallawas, and they were great. As we drove back from dry eastern Oregon, two things happened. We hit the Rain of Portland, and we turned on the radio. I naively thought to myself that the rain was a good thing. I said, yeah, 5 months of rainy darkness, no problem. More on that later. As for pop culture, the number one song on the radio was Nelly Furtado and Timbaland, Advising Me. Just 1 minute. Nicely put. And so we all tried to mingle, just like Timbaland and Nelly, to find our niche. This process would continue almost all of our long, awkward freshman year. Sophomore year started as a drag. Returning to LC after summer was a buzzkill, as it was time to delve into your major if you had chosen one. Somehow I decided to study economics. In class, we were taught that making forecasts and how inevitably 90% of economists' predictions are wrong. In case you have forgotten, economists have correctly predicted 11 of the last two recessions. My apologies go out to any and all who thought Lehman Brothers was a good investment. People in other disciplines are taught about uncertainty too. In physics, there's a Heisenberg uncertainty principle that limits our knowledge about the location and momentum of electrons. In philosophy, epistemology questions how knowledge is attained. International affairs studies the uncertainty of policy options. If the US increases a tariff on Chinese tires, how will China respond? For English majors, there's always the underlying uncertainty of employment after college life. But I digress. The sophomore slump turned out to be a good thing. Again, Fergie said it best. My thoughts exactly. So I did my best not to cry and get on with my life, which, oddly enough, led me to Vietnam. My dad had always told me growing up how he went to college specifically so that he did not go to Vietnam. It's funny how 30 years later, I did the exact opposite. Junior year started out with Chris Brown's smash hit, Forever, no pun intended. Its wisdom, however, took almost the entire school year for me to grasp. It was not until I had taken an emergency leave of absence, due in part to that lovely weather mentioned before, that I had felt so liberated. Tomorrow is never a guarantee. Even the remainder of today is not a given. So we only have one night. Why not double your pleasure or double your fun? I spent the next 6 months teaching myself how to do just that. And, I hope, I also got my obligatory, I am so confused with life and I'm living at home with my parents stage, out of the way. Which leads me to the start of the 2009 school year. I was fortunate enough to make use of my father's car for the year, meaning that there was 2,500 miles of open road for my brother, my mother, and I to tackle. While driving into Portland to conclude our trip, an annoying song came on the radio. It was the Black Eyed Peas, but this time, it was less annoying than it was prophetic. The next line is, in case you don't know the song, let's drink it up, Mazel Tov. And so, senior year in the prelude to graduation. To our professors, thank you for your knowledge, of which you have graciously shared some with us. To our parents, thanks for your support, both financial and moral. To our friends, a big thank you for taking time away from academia to make it a more pleasurable and exciting experience. My Lewis and Clark venture could never have been predicted, and despite all the bad things, it has ended up bringing me great joy. Next month, I set out on a 2,100-mile journey to hike the Appalachian Trail with two of my best friends. I've spent some time thinking about it, but I've concluded that the best way to approach it is to take it one step at a time. I'm not sure what life will bring me after life on the trail, but I do have faith that whatever I do and wherever I go, it will be a journey of exploration and discovery. As pop culture icon Tennessee Williams once wrote, there's a time for departure even when there is no certain place to go. And so it is with many of us. Finally, to paraphrase Zac Efron of High School Musical fame, once a Pio, always a Pio. Thank you very much.